Concerned about global warming and the urgent need to act now to protect human lives and the lives of all beings, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Thailand and Ao Lạc, Vietnam, organized another climate change conference entitled Solutions for a Beautiful Planet. During the conference, distinguished guests and dignitaries from different parts of the world expressed their support for the meat-free diet as the single most effective solution to stop methane emissions and curb global warming. Held on August 15th at Sukhothai Thammathirat Open University in Nantaburi, Thailand, over 2,500 guests attended the conference. Among the scores of distinguished guests and ambassadors who attended were Dr. Art Ong Junsai Na Ayutthaya, member of the Thai Parliament, former NASA scientist, Mr. Inuu Susuan, senior executive vice president of the Bank of Agriculture and Agriculture Cooperatives, Professor Dawan Wiwatanate, PhD, deputy director, Energy Research Institute, Chulalongkorn University, Sir Valelo Gardner Kwapile, Counselor of the Embassy of the Republic of South Africa, Sir Howell Howard, Regional Environment of the Economic Section of the Embassy of the United States of America, Sir Nikolai N. Pomoshninov, Minister Counselor of Embassy of Russia, and Sir Stepan N. Golovin, Representative of Embassy of Russia, Dr. Win Ta Nguyen, PhD, specializing in energy studies at Paris University in France, Dr. Win Te Min Kyu, PhD, MD, Chairwoman of Food and Nutrition Association, and Dr. No Duc Vong, PhD, environmentalist. Invited as guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously attended via live video conference to answer questions from the audience. In light of the scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change and the urgent need for immediate action, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has been delivering for over the past 2 decades. We must be organic vegetarian or vegan, meaning an animal-free diet. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the video conference on climate change with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Solutions for a Beautiful Planet, held on August 15th, 2009 in Nantaburi, Thailand.
The next question is for Dr. Art Ong Chumsai Na Ayutthaya from Mr. Uttaprawat, Publication Department of Amarin Printing and Publishing. He is absent today, so I'll read the questions for you. In the big picture, global warming seems too large scale and far-fetched. Can you give a more close-to-home examples of impact of global warming so that people can realize how serious it is? And how can we take part in alleviating this problem?
Well, there's a big problem with the imbalance in the world, because the rising sea, it's rising up all the time. We have more weight in the Pacific Ocean, more so than on the other side of the world. And because of this, there is an imbalance in the world. The world is going around like a top in space, moving around the axis, and it's steady, it's peaceful, but then we start to increase the weight on one side more than the other. So it's just when you play a top, you spin the top, normally the top will spin on its axis steadily. But suppose we put a little bit of clay on one side of the top and then try to spin it again. This time it will start to wobble. It will no longer spin on its original axis. So is the world. We are going to have a lot of problems because of this unbalance, and it's possible the worst scenario is that it will suddenly change the axis of rotation. This has happened before in our world in the past. The North Pole has not always been where it is. It has changed in the past because the world became hot when we got closer to the sun. Sometimes we are further away from the sun, so we got the ice age. So there's a lot of imbalance, and many times there's a change in the axis of the rotation of the world. Well, that is the worst scenario that could happen. But also, because of the imbalance in the weight around the world, the earth crust is also moving. And because the earth crust is moving, we're going to get more earthquakes. We're going to get more tsunamis. We're going to have a lot of problems because when you have tsunamis, big waves are going into the shores of various countries. It's very destructive. So these are some of the worst examples that could happen in the very near future because of the global warming effect. Thank you.
Good answer, Doctor. Good answer.
Next question for Master is from Hoàng Kim Thanh.
Con kính chào sư phụ. Yes.
À, kính chào anh Hoàng Kim Thanh.
Kính thưa sư phụ, con xin thành tâm kính xin ngài giải đáp dùm con câu hỏi sau ạ. Vai trò của giới trẻ trong công cuộc cứu vãn địa cầu là gì? Ngài có lời nhắn nhủ hay đề xuất nào để gợi hứng khởi cho thanh niên hành động tích cực hơn trong vấn đề bảo vệ môi trường hay không?
Yes, good question. You see, the young people have a very important role in saving the planet. They are our future. They are at the peak of their energy and idealism. They love justice for people and animals and willingly help when given a chance. They are perceptive and open to new ideas, to what is logical and practical at that moment, rather than being used to the established way of things all the time. So their age group is often the one who tries to be vegetarian to help animal and the environment, which is excellent. The young people have this flexibility that we need right now to react quickly to the emergency of our planet. So their role today is one of action and leading society by their sincere example. Like last year there was a young teenager who invented a new water purifying technology that could turn polluted household wastewater into pure clean water before even reaching the drain. Very gentle on the environment and the animals, not to mention humans. And it only costs about $6 to make. That's remarkable, eh? He won first place out of thousands of inventors in an international contest in Sweden. Of course, like all of us, the young people sometimes are too busy in their daily lives to study or spend time with their friends or their hobbies. But it seems that given a chance and information, the young people would understand clearly that is not just the environment, but the people and the animals, including themselves, who are in danger right now due to climate change. They will be even more inspired when they know they have the power to do something about it. And now. But they must take time to inform themselves or be informed also. The best thing they can do to protect the environment is to be veg. I can never emphasize it enough. Very easy, yet very, very powerful solution, being veg. So the youth have a heroic mission right now to help save the world. Just to be veg and spread the information to other youth and other people. Thank you, Hoàng Kim Thanh.
Xin chào sư phụ ạ.
Cảm ơn. Cảm ơn anh ha.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Next question for Master is from Boy Wong Wan, IT staff.
Con xin kính chào sư phụ.
Chào anh. Chào anh Bùi. Anh Huân.
Con rất là vui khi được nhìn thấy sư phụ hôm nay. Dear Master, our inhabitants and humankind are being affected by global warming. So, do those animal friends ever pray for the God's grace to help save the planet? And what roles do they play in coping global warming? Thank you, Master.
Thank you. I'm glad you asked this question, as it expresses regard for our animal friends. The animals indeed have very important roles just by being here on our planet. Your first question, I will answer that most animals are in touch with God's grace already at every moment of their lives here on Earth. They bring to our planet this divine grace and love, the power of love in its purest form. They are here to help the planet become more elevated. So in a way, their presence itself is like a prayer being answered, because they bring the blessings through them from the divine to which they are so near. So much more the reason they deserve our respect and protection. The animals are truly noble, gentle beings, selfless, and in harmony with one another, the environment, and with heaven. Their role has always been since time immemorial. That is to bring love and blessing to the world with their pure presence. Even in the physical aspect, scientists have shown time and again how each and every species fulfill a valuable role in nature. They keep the ecosystems in balance. Every pond, every forest, every desert, and the air and the oceans all around us are in balance thanks to the plants and animals working together to make it so and keep it so. They are also humans' helpers, our companions. If we would only stop harming and torturing them and killing them, and give them a chance to fulfill their God-given mission, then our planet will be saved and will be kept in splendor. So in answer to your second question, Mr. Bui, about their role in global warming, they are, by their presence, helping our Earth as much as possible. However, global warming and climate change, even the war and disasters, are humans' doings. And they know it is up to humans to change their destructive course and return to being peaceful dwellers of this planet. They wait on the sidelines in full support of humans for the day they can be our friends, again, truly, not our victims. On that day of peacemaking between humans and animals, our eyes may begin to be opened to our co-inhabitants' true magnificent roles on Earth. Thank you, Huang.
Thank you, Master.
감사합니다.
감사합니다.
'Vegetarianism in Religion.'
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because, at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others.
The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adalila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Next question from Master is from Tasani Tantumarod, employee of an electronics company.
Hello, Master.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you for holding this seminar in Thailand. For how long can our recent activities to elevate global warming postpone to deadline? Or have they already stopped the disaster that are supposed to happen in next 3 years?
Mr. Tantum Maroj, thank you for your concern for our planet's future. Your concern is everybody else's concern, and it is my concern too. It is true that our efforts to alleviate global warming in the recent few years helped to postpone already the deadline, somehow, somewhat, for some time. Not so long ago, we only had about 2 years before we faced the point of no return. Then, as more and more people put in effort, namely by switching to a vegan diet with a wish to help the planet, this powerful wish helps, and this powerful action helps. So time was added because of each one's great positive energy through this compassionate diet and well wish, until we had an extension of about 4 years now. Of course, this is also heaven's great merciful grace for giving us this second chance. The deadline, however, does not get postponed forever. In fact, every day on Supreme Master Television, there is a countdown of how many days we have left to change. before it is too late. Today is day 1257. We can still save a great part of our population if we become vegan. Now, thanks to the millions of people who have become vegetarian or vegan recently, already some of the disasters that were already at our doorsteps were mitigated, or in some cases, even dissolved completely. But you see, even so, we must still continue to spread the urgent message and encourage those around us and our governments and the media to help to spread the organic vegan solution. I want to plead with everybody, with everyone in power, with every media agency, every reporter, everyone that has power, everyone that has some power, everyone who is ordinary citizens, please be veg to save our planet. Everything else will go along fine. We will have time to implement other solutions, which is not as urgent as stopping the killing of animals for meat, because it is meat that is threatening our planet existence. It is meat that caused the global warming. So we have to stop the cause of global warming and the cause of destruction to our planet. That is meat industry. Meat, fish, dairy, these are the killer of our planet and the killer of our children, the killer of our future generation. If we do not heed the scientists' warning and all the evidence and become veg, then more disaster will keep on coming. One may be worse than another. Maybe we will not be able to cope. Now, if we look around, we can see the growing frequencies and strength of disasters everywhere. Flood events worldwide are now 3 times higher than in the 80s. In 2008, there were 40 Category 5 storms, the most ever recorded, including the Atlantic, India and Bangladesh, and in the Philippines. It takes just one Category 4 or 5 storm to destroy a major city, just one. What's more, we have more reports of unending drought, freezing weather, storms and animal species, and even plant and tree species slipping away faster and faster because they are unable to withstand the global warming consequences. These are truly almost always the consequences of humans' violent actions. The number one action is meat eating. So we are grateful we have a few more days to help more of our fellow world citizens to change to the benevolent diet to save our planet. But, you know, these days are still numbered. We can't prolong forever. We can stop the disasters, make them go away for good, forever. Make all the unfavorable disease situations, threatening weather to go away. If all of us switch to the organic vegan diet, pray it be so. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution, And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
The next question is for panelists. Dr. Min Gail from Deng Tai Men Zhao, Public Servants for Government.
Dear Dr. Min Gail, recently some governments have to take some important decisions regarding GMO food, like the EU and USA, for instance. What is your opinion regarding GMO food? And what do you advise us to do to prevent the GMO industry from expanding? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. I think that is the big question. And so it's difficult to answer. But from the nutrition point of view, the more nature, the more happiness. So if you ask me to give community an advice, I think the advice is that please choose more and more the natural food in your meal, and least processed food as much as possible. I think that's also the way to prevent disease. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good, doctor. Very good.
Next question for Master is from Nguyen Van Tien, chef of a vegetarian restaurant.
Hi there. Chào ông Tiến.
Kính thưa sư phụ, được hồng ân của ngài, hôm nay được hội tụ về đây, chúng con và tất cả quan khách được ở trong một mái nhà thân thương để nói lên những sự tầm quan trọng, thì chúng con xin phép ngài. Thông điệp của sư phụ gửi tới những nhà lãnh đạo đất nước, các tổ chức, cá nhân cũng như toàn nhân loại vào thời điểm khẩn cấp này là gì ạ? Kính thưa cảm ơn sư phụ.
Cảm ơn bác. Yes, Mr. Nguyen. My message is the same as I have spoken all along during this time together. To sum up, to all the leaders, I call on them once more to put their love first for their countrymen and women, and for all the children to accept with courage the deed that must be done, to use the mighty power in their hand and trusted by people to save the world. The global livestock industry is now contributing almost about as much to global warming as the energy sector, or even more. And I know it contributes at least 80% of it. Meat production is depleting your people's water, damaging their health, pushing them to war, and breeding new deadly disease each day. It's killing your people. Only you can stop it. They need your shining, heroic, vegan example, because they really look to their governments, to their leaders. They will be greatly facilitated by your laws for organic vegan farming and campaigns or laws to make the much-needed lifestyle vegan change. Your co-citizens, your subjects, we appreciate you, praise you, love you, support you. And they will remember you for saving the world, for generations to come even, for saving their lives and the lives of their loved ones, as well as their future children. And heaven will reward you greatly. Lead the wage change, promote forgiveness and peace, and then even all other troubles like poverty, conflict, even financial crisis, pandemic will also subside. I thank you, leaders of nations, for all the efforts in this direction so far. But if you allow me, I honestly say that what we are doing and planning now is not enough and not fast enough. And I bid you the courage and faith to do more and faster. To the organizations of the world, including the media, who understand the strength of a social movement, thank you for your work to inform and encourage people to the exciting, humane, beneficial, chic, animal-free, the vegan way of life. To the individuals, thank you for doing your part to save our planet. But please, do make it in time. We have more to do, and we have little time. We have to continue to urge our leaders and our fellow human being, neighbors, to change. Be vegan to save themselves and their families and children and the animals and everything they feel is worth living for. We can get out of the danger, but through the right direction. Our house is on fire, but the water hose is right there in front of us. Just pick it up and use it. It's as simple as that. Just be vegan, and please be quick. Our days are numbered. To all humankind, heaven loves you so much. So we have hope for the planet's survival. More than ever before, we shall awaken to a new, compassionate, vegan planet that is full of loving energy, kindness, and blessings, no end from heaven. I pray you all will continue towards this peace in our reach. Thank you so much, all of you. Thank you.
Được dự được buổi hòa thảo này, nghe được những lời của sư phụ dạy về cách ăn chay để bảo tồn vị cầu xinh đẹp của chúng ta. Tâm chỉ nghĩ thuần túy là mình đang đọc Phật thì mình ăn chay để theo cái hướng dạy của Phật. Nhưng mà lần đầu tiên thì Tâm mới đến đây thì Tâm nghe lời của sư phụ dạy thì Tâm mới biết ý nghĩa là thêm một cái ý nghĩa là mình ăn chay thì mình có thể giúp cho cái địa cầu mình bảo tồn, cái địa cầu mình mãi mãi xinh đẹp như vậy.
Môi trường tìm hiểu thì mình biết đấy là mình biết khí CFC, khí CO2 là khí CH4, nhưng mà mình hoàn toàn lại không biết rằng là khí CH4 lại là một cái thủ phạm gây ra cái hiệu ứng nhà kính và cái sự nóng lên của toàn cầu lớn như thế. Và hơn nữa là cái nguyên nhân chính mà tạo ra cái khí CH4 đấy lại là cái ngành chăn nuôi và cái công nghiệp giết mổ động vật. Ở trong hội thảo thì cái giải pháp lớn nhất và giải pháp mà được hầu hết mọi người tập trung đấy vào là chúng ta hãy trở thành những người ăn chay và sống một cái lối sống xanh. Qua những cái trả lời của ngài thì mình cảm thấy là ngài có một cái tình yêu sâu sắc vô bờ bến dành cho các loài động vật hoang dã. Đấy là một cái tình yêu xuất phát từ trong trái tim.
You're watching Words of Wisdom on Supreme Master Television. Join us on Friday for the conclusion of Solutions for a Beautiful Planet with guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Models of Success is up next, right after Noteworthy News, wishing you ever more happiness and peace in heaven's light and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.